Thanks for listening to Hospital Radio. We're currently supporting the NHS End PJ Paralysis campaign, encouraging you to get up, get dressed and get moving. To find out more, we've been talking to some of the key people behind the initiative.
Hello, my name's Roy Lilly and I'm from the Academy of Fabulous Stuff.
The Academy of Fabulous Stuff. Tell us more.
Well, the Academy of Fabulous Stuff is the only repository of best practice in the NHS. And in fact, it's a bit more than that now because we're in Australia and Canada. What we do is we invite people who've got good ideas, stuff that's worked for them, just to put it on the website. They share it, no more than 500 words. They can have 3 photographs and as many links as they like to websites. And they just share what's worked for them. Well, we're here, of course, to promote something called PJ paralysis. PJ, pyjamas, you know, what we tell our kids to get on and go to bed. Well, actually, we want to get you out of your PJs when you come into hospital, because there's a lot of evidence that the more time you spend in hospital, and particularly in bed, not moving, yeah, what happens then is something called your acuity, which is what clinicians call your ability to get up and get on. Your acuity drops off a cliff. I mean, it's a really steep depreciation that happens. PJ paralysis is all about getting people up and out of bed and into their clothes. Something happens in the 5 inches between your two ears and your brain box that says, you know, I'm in my clothes, I feel okay, I'm ready to go home, I'm feeling good. If you can get people up and get them active and getting out of their pajamas, their nightwear, is the big psychological leap. Get them in their clothes and you know, take them off and go to bed in the evening. That's it. But, you know, it's that step that's been so important.
Thanks to Roy from the NHS. For more details, search online for End PJ Paralysis. And thanks for tuning in to us here on Hospital Radio.